So the idea that we could tax the rich.
Almost 600 people from all over New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District turned out for Congressman Steve Pierce's town hall at the Farm and Ranch Museum in Las Cruces, most of them loud and angry about Republicans' plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act. According to the Urban Institute, 266,000 New Mexicans stand to lose their health care coverage. When Congressman Steve Pierce suggested that some people may just have to live until they can access health care through Medicare, a program accessible to people 65 years and older or with severe disabilities, this was the response. Las Cruces senior citizen Bridget Henney is on Medicare already. She says it covers about half the cost of the medication she takes for arthritis and a thyroid problem. Henney says she's scared she won't be able to afford her medication if the Affordable Care Act is repealed.
We can't afford it. And when you're our age, then it goes up and up and up, but you can't go up and up. You can't make any money anymore. And your Social Security is not getting increased all the time at the same rate. So you're going to be in trouble.
Henney is better off than a lot of seniors. According to the American Association of Retired Persons, seniors not yet eligible for Medicare could see their annual premiums increase by 22%. Why? Because the Republican plan would allow insurance companies to charge seniors five times more than young and healthy adults. At the moment, the Affordable Care Act currently caps insurers at charging any more than three times as much. Congressman Steve Pierce says that rising health care costs for seniors has been an ongoing problem under the Affordable Care Act, and one the Republican Party health care plan needs to better address.
The same problem we're having right now. Seniors, all levels, are finding their health care escalating dramatically right now. Our plan, the Republican plan, does not seem to address that deeply enough. It's one of the reasons that we're still having conversations. I don't think that we've seen the final plan, regardless of what Paul Ryan says. I think that we will see some changes.
About one quarter of the town hall's attendees were there to support Congressman Steve Pierce, like Las Cruces Mike Tellez. He wants to see the Affordable Care Act repealed and or repaired. He says it doesn't provide him sufficient or affordable coverage.
Something needs to change. Something needs to change in this health care because it's not working now. My deductible is way too high. I'm praying to God that they balance out and come down a little bit. You know, I believe that right now this healthcare system, it's imploding.
The town hall went on far longer than the scheduled 2 hours as Pierce heard constituents' concerns about border security, immigration reform, public lands, the potential downsizing of the Organ Mountains National Monument, cuts to Planned Parenthood, and one attendee's claim that most of the people at the town hall were paid protesters. Mike Tellez says if Democrats were as good as getting the vote out as they are at expressing their frustrations at town halls, there would probably be a lot less political division.
What I'd like to see is I'd like to see people quit the hate, you know, get out and get their person they want elected in rather than fight so much over who's already in. They're already in. Give them a chance. If they don't like what they do, hey, vote them out.
In the 2016 presidential election, New Mexico and Doñana County voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.